Now, the mayor of Kyiv says the city's air defences have shot down multiple Russian drones. Officials there say two administrative buildings have been damaged. Well, Russia has destroyed much of Ukraine's energy facilities, causing rolling blackouts as winter sets in. Well, for more on this, let's speak to Rory Challant. He joins me now live from Kyiv. Rory, people must be anxious there, hearing all these blasts over the city.
Absolutely. It's been an unpleasant wake-up call for Kyiv this morning. About 3.5 hours ago, the air raid sirens came on. Now, I have to confess, I didn't hear those. What I did hear was half an hour later, an enormous explosion that reverberated around the city centre. It got me out of bed, looking out the window, couldn't see anything. But what we know is that it was just one of several drones that came in to the city. I think the success rate has been pretty much 100% in shooting those down. So what we think is that the drone explosion that I heard was a drone being shot out of the sky and coming down and detonating on the ground, but not causing a huge amount of damage. There has been some pictures that I've seen of smoke coming from an administrative building not too far away from here, just a kilometre or so away, and some other damage to residential buildings on the outskirts of the city. Also pictures that I've seen of debris on the floor. A bit of one of these Iranian drones, the Shaheds, with Russian writing on it saying Zat Ryazan. Now, Zat means four, and Ryazan is the location of one of the Russian air bases that there were explosions at in the last week or so. And it hasn't been officially confirmed by the Ukrainians, but the Russians have said that those were Ukrainian drone strikes on these military airfields. Military airfields that the Russians have been using to send up their big long-range bombers and hit Ukraine repeatedly with cruise missiles. So, yeah, not a pleasant morning, I have to say, in Kyiv today.
Indeed. Well, speaking of unpleasant, when I checked just a few minutes ago, Rory, it was, what, -4 degrees Celsius in Kyiv? How is everyone there holding up with all the power shortages?
Well, it's tough. I mean, the situation is gradually being regulated and improved, so there is more stable power now. But still, these regular blackouts, which you know, are part of the day, you kind of organise your day around them if you know they're coming. A lot of them are scheduled, so you know that you're going to have power from, say, 10 in the morning to midday. So that's when you do all your charging and make sure that you take a shower and you can use the power to its best advantage. But, you know, apart from that, most people are living in dark, cold, possibly damp apartments or houses. It's not a fun way to live at all. But I would say that morale is not being dented by this. Everyone is determined that they've got to carry on. They're asking, of course, the Ukrainians for help from outside, for the means to repair the energy grid, and also the means to defend the cities from further attacks. Air defence is one of these key messages that you're hearing from Ukrainian officials. That's what we need. And the recent reports from America suggest that this Patriot air defence system, which the Ukrainians have been calling for some time, looks to be imminent. It's not been confirmed yet, but looks to be imminent. Now, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Air defence, you need to have layered approaches, different platforms, different systems for different targets. And drones, I have to say, Patriot is not particularly adept for. It's more for bigger targets like cruise missiles and ballistic missiles. Something like a Gepard, which is a German system, big cannons on it that rapid fire, that's better for taking down drones. But, yeah, you need lots of different types of air defence to tackle lots of different types of targets.
Indeed. Rory Challant there on the ground for us in a very chilly Kyiv. Thanks so much, Rory.